Welcome back to Bible Curious Podcast. We are here with such an amazing guest. Her name is Allie Levine. She is a soul expansion coach who helps you bring in the Holy Spirit through breath work and balancing your nervous system. She's one of my few godly friends. You guys know that this is a narrow path, and she's transitioned over from New Age spirituality, just like a lot of us have. So you know that she gets it. And she's just one of those people who can always bring me back to God when I'm having a moment. So I'm so excited for you guys to meet her. Welcome to the show, Allie.
Thanks, Amber. Yes, I'm so excited to be back. We've been talking about this for a while. I was on Chakra Girl. I can't even believe, but you were reminding me of that earlier, that I was on your show. It feels like a lifetime ago, and like a new life, which I guess it is. And so, yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
I feel like it was a lifetime ago for both of us. Like, we were literally different people with different identities.
Literally, remember how we were texting and we were like, how should we, you know, swap in? Should we like intro each other? And we're like, maybe that's the point. Like, maybe we don't really need much of an intro. And like, thinking back to when I was on your show, I had like a long list of ridiculous accolades and all the Hollywood stuff. And it's like, no, I'm here. We're a child of God. We're having a conversation about God. We're good.
Exactly. It's like so much. It's not about us. It's about God. And that is the biggest difference I feel in this transition.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'd like to start with some fun rapid fire questions. If you listen to OG Chakra Girl, we always started with rapid fire, and we're doing a Bible version now. So, Allie, what is your morning prayer practice?
All right, what's my morning prayer practice? So I have three little ones. For those that don't know, I'm a mama of three. So I get my kids involved, and we start out with just a little bit of morning prayer. We do some declares and decrees. We put on the armor of God. We speak about how weapon formed against us shall prosper. We put on worship music. We dance around, and we just get filled up. And I say, cover us in the blood and cover us in the highest Christ white light and fill our home. And I cover our family and our animals and just go through feeling good and feeling filled up with Holy Spirit. I get my book that is The Power of Being Grateful, that has a verse for every day. And I read them that verse and we talk about it and meditate on it. And then I go outside and I ground my feet. I take some deep breaths, being that I'm in breath work, further meditate and breathe into the word and just thank God and praise him for all that he's already done in my life and for our family's life. And I continue just to worship in those few moments while I'm walking Oscar and just grounding in the moment. So it's really powerful and special, but also really simple.
I love that you bring the kids into it, because I feel like a lot of people use kids as an excuse not to have a prayer practice. And of course, it makes it harder. But the fact that you bring them into it, I think, is just so smart.
They love it, honestly. You know, for me, the biggest thing is that for me, like, I think that a lot of us in this space, like, have religious trauma. I was raised Catholic and I'm half Jewish, and I was always feeling like mixed bag and who am I and what is this and why is everyone feeling forced? And there's always like, you know, fighting and everything. And for me, it's like, it's just about faith. You know, I know you and I have had deep conversations about that. It's like, it's not about religion. It's not about the legalism. It's faith. It's Jesus. It's what's that true relationship. And I want my children to have that. I want them to choose to know the real relationship with the living God. And that's what I pray for them every day. And I hope that the declares and the decrees and the worship and making it fun and bringing it into them and having Holy Spirit come through them is what allows that to happen for them.
Yes, so beautiful. And we were talking a little before, just to like let you guys know who are listening, this is our second take of the intro of this, because the devil is coming for us. He does not want us recording this podcast.
Seriously. So, I mean, we've had so many hiccups even before we got on here. Like, it's kind of comical, like, just to give everybody an idea. Like, I texted Amber and I had to change the time because I'm like, everything was calm in my home. Everything was in flow. And then I went to get ready to get on this, and my Abel had a poop explosion, and I was screaming. Arlie was listening. Like, it was like, what is going on? Why is everybody off the walls? Oh, wait, because I'm just about to get on with Amber and speak. That's why.
Exactly. That's why. Oh, and so one thing we were saying when we first recorded this was that without even realizing it, we do a lot of the same things in the morning. No one told us to do these things. And for those of you guys who've downloaded my morning prayer practice, you'll know that one of the things that we do is we fill ourselves with the light of Christ. We cleanse ourselves with the blood of Christ. We fill ourselves ourselves with the Holy Spirit, and then we protect ourselves with the armor of God so that no weapons formed against us will prosper. And it's just wild. Like, no one told me to do that. They're all very separate things in the Bible. There's nothing in the Bible that says do these things every morning, but we both
intuitively you feel it. I think the closer you get to God, like I always say this to people that come to me, I'm like, you just find your own practices and rhythm that resonates for you. And of course you can take inspiration from different people, but it's like what lands. And I think, you know, for me, this is just fun for the kids and I, and they love putting on the armor of God and like, you know, saying, you know, the sword of the spirit and the salvation helmet and, you know, and doing it and dancing. And now I've gotten into it too. And I actually think there's a lot more power in it than we even realize. Like, of course, I know the Bible tells us like about, you know, each piece, but I actually think like, as we're going through it, we're all going through collectively right now, there's a much deeper faith that comes when you put on that armor.
So true. What is your favorite book in the Bible?
I was telling you on our first take that honestly, being so real, like kind of newer to church again and like new to this journey, I, you know, wouldn't say maybe it's a favorite, but it's something that I relate to right now a lot is Acts. I'm really enjoying, our church has been speaking about Acts, our pastor, and I've been just really relating to a lot of the situation in Acts. And I think also where we are in the world, it relates very much. So maybe it's a favorite, maybe it's just something that's more relatable, but I just really, there's something really powerful about Acts that speaks to me on a deeper level right now.
Yeah, so true. And I think my favorite book changes based on what I'm going through and what
makes sense. So. Yeah, what season of life you're in and like what's happening and how it relates. So yeah, I think that's why Acts is like calling to me right now.
Totally. If you could be any Bible character, who would you be?
Oh gosh. You know, I would say I love Esther just because like of her faith and just how devoted she is. But also like if we were, bringing a guy in the mix, I kind of also think, you know, Moses is incredible and amazing. And I love just like how, no matter what's going on, like Moses is just speaking truth, because I feel like I personally can relate to that a lot, like, where I feel crazy, but I'm like, God's telling me to speak it. So I'm speaking it, you know, and people being like, why are you posting this prophetic word? And I'm like, God told me to, don't know. Came over to me the other day when I was in a stadium. What can I say?
So true. We love Moses. Okay. So tell us about your testimony. Cause of course you were deep into New Age practices. What changed and how did you transition over?
Gosh, what a journey. But to simplify it, for those that don't know, I was a celebrity wardrobe stylist in Hollywood when I came on the Chalk Girl Radio and when we first met. So I was very much dressing all the stars. I was so in my ego of like, you know, what are the accolades? How do I, you know, impress these people? How do I become like these people? Idolizing these, you know, jobs, these projects, all these different things. And I think, you know, I walked into that job wanting to really transform people's lives through clothing and had a true like purpose. And I just got lost along the way, honestly, between the darkness of Hollywood, which is a whole nother conversation, and, you know, Botox and fillers and all the things, you know, no judgment, but like the things that I was doing, not for me, but because of what I was around. Nothing was actually fulfilling me. It was just a way to almost actually take away from me, fill the flesh and, you know, and the ego and not actually the soul of Ali. And so I don't think it was until really 2016 where I wound up on a crazy show, for those that don't know, on Bravo with my husband called Stripped. And the ego of me, when I was asked to do this show, was like, yeah, okay, Bravo show, let's do it. And of course, God had other plans. I was like, oh no, I'm going to use this to humble you massively. And he did. And the whole premise of the show, for those that don't know, is basically having been stripped away from you for 21 days. And what does that do for you and to you? And I made a joke like, I'll be fine. I'll just be naked with my cell phone the whole show and I won't care. And that was not the case at all. And I like had major breakdowns and there were some really deep, heavy, hard conversations about like why I didn't, you know, have faith, why I had lost faith in God, why my husband and I, you know, were not trying to have children because I didn't think that I was going to be a good mother. I wasn't worthy. All these major heavy things came up during that show. And that's what I think really started to lead me into realizing that I was not being fulfilled by the job I was doing. I got down on my hands and knees shortly after filming that show and begged God to show me the way. And I said, I don't even know if you can hear me or if you're listening, because I have not prayed to you in a very long time or spoken to you, but I need help. I just feel like I don't know who I am anymore. And I've lost myself completely and I need help. And I heard very clearly in my spirit that moment that I was done Saudi sailing. That was clearly what he said to me. He said, you are done with this chapter in your life. I will remove it for you and I will take you through, but you have to trust me. Mm. I still get chills this day remembering that, because I remember being like, saying okay, but Amber not really knowing what I was saying okay to.
Yeah.
And shortly after that, I tried to go back to that job and go back to styling clients. And there was just drama and everything was falling apart. Every project that had easily gone through for me was just constant issues and drama and invoices and going to court with clients and just chaos. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And I remembered, I had a dream and I remembered that he was reminding me, like, you asked me to remove this for you. You asked me to help you. And shortly after that, I got pregnant with my first daughter, Amelia. And that was in 2017. And that really opened my eyes. I think when you carry life, for those who, you know, have, you know, carried a child, they know that this is the sacred portal from heaven to earth. And you feel this baby and this soul the minute they arrive within you. And when I would be around certain people, I would feel this really heavy energy and I would feel something was off. And I just knew, I didn't know it was Holy Spirit at the time, but I just knew there was something that was off. And I continued to just start to pull away and start to ask God, what do I do? And I just kind of let go and let God and surrendered and said, okay, I'm walking away from all this. I'm letting go. Now you show me the way. And then I just started sharing stories on Instagram and blogging and talking about motherhood and changing from the world I was in to motherhood. And since then, God's just continued to show me and carry me, you know. And fast forward, I went through a pretty traumatic birth with my daughter. I wanted to have a water birth and natural birth because I was feeling so connected to God and I wanted to be very natural. And it just didn't work out. And I wound up in a C-section after 42 hours. And that C-section unearthed a lot of trauma. I also think it really unearthed a lot of my demons, to be honest, to think that that's where the post-depression and anxiety and all that I went through came from afterwards. And I think God used it. Now that I see it now, many years later, I see how God used it to strengthen me and to show me how I could really focus on myself and my soul and not the ego and the flesh of me. But when I was in it, that was really where the next level of faith in God came, of like really learning how to pray again, you know, meditate on words and have gratitude and write gratitude, you know, journals. And I just start to really give up my life to him and start to just say, like, I don't know where I am anymore. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm trusting that you're taking care of it. And you know, and he has. And that's what led me to breath work, because breath work was how I started removing the trauma that was locked in my body deeply. I really believe that is the way God divinely designs us, is that gives us the breath for a reason. It's not just to breathe, but it's to actually release what the body sometimes might hold and things that maybe we don't realize are locked, you know, from lineage and whatever it might be. And that was a huge part of my testimony. And I think he used breath work to actually bring me back to him much deeper, because I've never had a deeper relationship than I have now. And it began with the breath. And so since then, you know, that's why I got certified in it and what I've changed my.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Working.
Wow. So let's talk about the Holy Spirit and breath. I've noticed definitely, like you were saying, when I am constricting my breath and I'm not letting it flow into my body, I'm disconnected from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, absolutely.
And if I want to bring myself back, I have to take some of those deep breaths. It doesn't work every time. But when I don't remember to do it every time,
of course,
but when I do, or when I'm going on a morning walk, now I start to just notice that my body kind of automatically craves it. It's like the Holy Spirit's like, okay, we're letting me in now.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So how did you kind of tune into that wisdom? Cause I feel like breath work, it resonates with most people as a new age.
Oh yeah.
So how did you make the connection that was actually a Bible-based Holy Spirit thing?
Yeah, I love that question. Yeah, and it's funny. I have a lot of people who come at me all the time online. They're like, this is demonic what you're doing. And I'm like, nope, not if you know what it actually is and how this works. And of course, right, the dark always hijacks all the things that God does and is, you know, tries to copy in the most ridiculous way. And so, you know, when we go to the Bible, right, and God literally says, I breathe life into you, right? Like you cannot function in this life without breathing. And then God really started speaking to me. So fast forward, I told you about my daughter's first birth, that I have three kids now. So I had my second daughter, Arlie, during the craziest time of the world, 2020, whatever you want to call that business. And, you know, when I was having her, everything around us was fear, right? And so God really used the breath to show me, like, this is how you're going to calm yourself through this situation. This is how you're going to get through what you're going through being pregnant during this time. I need you to lean on me in my sacred breath to move you through what you're going through. And I just kept asking God, like, show me. So I would find scriptures about the breath. I would start to find stories around, you know, like how he would breathe life into us. Then he started actually speaking to me after Arlie was born in the hospital about how watching how she was breathing, how a baby breathes deep into their belly and into their chest and then out. And that is the way God created us to breathe. That's the true homeostasis of our nervous system. That's the divine way we breathe. Now, of course, we can't breathe that way all the time, but we have to remember to come back to that. That's that Holy Spirit. That's that allowing of the regulation, the true parasympathetic nervous system, if you want to get science-y, the rest and digest place of our body, of our divine nature. And when our nervous system is in that regulated state, we can be our true real selves, our soul selves, not just the flesh. And we can, you know, get into the body. And so honestly, I've just continued to explore the real way we're divinely designed versus just people using this, you know, just to, you know, do whatever with it, and actually understand that this is actually the way you are created. And when you can also, I think, you know, when you're speaking to God and you're asking Jesus to, when you're breathing, to move the breath through you, and, you know, you're meditating on the word and you're speaking through what you need, you're only going to invite in the highest absolute Christ light into, you know, your body and into your breath. And I think that's the difference too, is having that discernment and knowing, you know, who it is you're working with, you're breathing with, versus just allowing any spirits to come through, you know, and opening that space. And I think that's, you know, a big piece of it. But it was interesting when I was having that VBAC with Arlie in the hospital, you know, I was told I wasn't going to be able to have a VBAC because I had had a C-section, and God told me I would be able to, and I had to have faith. And that was the deep surrender, I think the next level of that taught me with breath work, because when she got stuck at the end, when I was pushing her out, very similar to when Amelia had gotten stuck, because again, the body remembers the trauma and goes back to that. God was speaking to me and was like, I need you to remember to breathe. And so I said to my husband, like, I need to meditate right now. I need to breathe. I need to center. And we like sent my doctor out and the nurses out, and I just got centered. And I started praying and I started breathing, started meditating. And as I did, I swear, I still can't like fully express what I went through, but I know Holy Spirit was there. I know God was there in my presence. And I felt like I was in the heavenly realm while I was breathing and meditating on the word. And next thing I knew, my doctor came back in and he was like, okay, you're ready. And she came through and I had her, and she was 9 pounds and 3 ounces. And wow. It was so, honestly, it was wild. Like, it was wild. And I would have never believed it had I not done it for myself, but I knew Holy Spirit did it with me. And I knew that that moment with the breath showed me, because the body had locked up, which many of us do, we all get tense. And I could have easily gone back to that trauma and the body just locking up and not things happening. I went to that homeostasis. I went to that regulated state the way God creates us to be. And I was able to have that discernment and allow her to come through and for her to feel essentially the breaking of those chains and that blockage of what was happening to be able to come through. And I think that's where the difference is of just doing breath work versus Holy Spirit in your breath work and actually seeing the miracles that can come from using your breath and being connected in that way.
Yeah. And I think because I have had some like dark experiences with breath work. I think I told you that. And I was like, I'm scared to do it. Like, I don't know. But the way that you facilitate breath work is not like the same as like the super intense ones where your hands get all like scrunched up and your face gets stuck. Yeah. And okay. Yeah, it's more like gentle.
Yes, it's gentle. And I want to speak to that too. So like one of the things when I decided to get certified in this work was I found a company called Pause that's trauma informed. I wanted to really resonate with facilitators. And I wanted to know that they, well, first off, they love God, and they know God, but also that they understand the body and that trauma does get locked in the body. And this is like, there's this true, you know, studies behind this. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure I knew how to help people, that I wasn't creating more harm, and I was yeah. giving them peace, and I was actually helping them, right? And not being hurtful. Because I've had many clients come to me that unfortunately were harmed by other breathwork facilitators who come to me to say, I don't know what to do, but I need help regulating my nervous system. And then I'll see that they're in trauma first. And we have to actually work on them trusting their breath before we can even go into actual breath work. So yes, there's a massive a difference. But when you experience the Holy Spirit through the breath, there you'll know immediately, like this is home. This is literally the way I was born to breathe. This is the homeostasis, which is why I love to say, come home to yourself through the breath. Because I mean, come home to Holy Spirit, come home to God, you know, come home to your soul.
Oh, I just got goosebumps again. What tips do you have for keeping connected to the Holy Spirit throughout the day? Because I can get one text or one, like I can be feeling good. I can be like, I got my worship done. I got my prayer done. I went for a walk. I'm feeling amazing. And then, yeah, you get that one text or that one email, and all of a sudden you are like so tense. You're like, God, who? I'm busy. I have to deal with, like, oh, yeah. How do you bring yourself back?
Yeah, I mean, it's the human experience, right? Like we all have it, and it's distractions, it's noise, it's chaos, it's things that come in. And honestly, like, I sound like a broken record, but it's breath work. It's like,
yeah,
when, the minute I start to feel like that constricting, because I've learned how to study my body now so deeply and to really tune in. And if I feel that tension or that tenseness going on, or I feel my hands starting to fist up or my body just start to lock, I'm like, okay, I immediately need to stop resisting taking this breath. That's what we all do, right? Like we know what the simple things to do are, but we resist that. We resist praising God in those moments. That's another thing I do. I love my 4-year-old Arlie. It's so cute. She sings whenever we get stressed out. She'll just start singing, like break out in song. She's like, I praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's so cute. Like it really is. And I love it because I told them, you know, when we first kind of started studying everything, I said to them, even if mama's not praising, I want you guys to praise to remind me so I can praise and vice versa. And we do that for each other. And honestly, it's usually my kids more than me, and it's like, they remind me to get centered. They remind me to have gratitude. You know, I teach them all the time, attitude of gratitude. So like, we'll call each other out. Something's happening. They'll be like, oh, that's not the attitude of gratitude. And I'm like, you're right, you know, and it's mirrors. I'm not gonna lie, it's triggering sometimes because I teach them so much and they're so smart. But I'm also really grateful that I kind of have that check-in, you know. And so obviously, if you don't have kids, maybe with your partner, if you're on your own, you know, you could write, you know, on, I wrote my mirror for a long time, like different things that I wanted to remind myself, you know, praying wise, affirmations about what God has for me and who I am. I think just getting back to those simple practices and taking those deep breaths and asking God to speak to you in those moments is the most important thing when we want to continue to push through. And I think that's also like from, you know, where we've been in our journeys is like beforehand, we wouldn't have even thought to do any of those things. We would just kept going with our day, stayed in the chaos, and then later on dealt with it. And I feel like, you know, being in this space now, it's like, no, God tells us like he's always there. He's first, like always. And it's like, you have to remember to go to that. Even when you get stressed out, even when you want to resist and be like, no, I don't want to go to you. It's like, that's when you need God the most. Now, that's what I've had to continuously remind myself when I get so annoyed and stressed out. I'm like, okay, I'm resisting you, but I have to go to you right now. That's what I need to do. Sometimes I just go in my bathroom and shut the door and start breathing. And I'm like, God, please, everything is chaos right now. I need your help. I need you to calm this house. I need you to like protect this house, you know, and I'll just start speaking declares and decrees. It depends on what's going on, you know, but at the end of the day, for me, it's breath and speaking out and using my authority, I think is another really big one, is like just speaking, you know, to God. And I try to use scripture as much as I can and verses. I'm also new, so I'm always learning. But God also tells me too, like, don't worry, it doesn't have to be so complicated. Just speak to me what you need, you know, speak to me and I will listen, right? And so it's like, just speak to God, just trust that he's listening and he's going to help you through that storm or through that situation. You're going to notice things calm down.
So if we got really technical and we were going to catch ourselves in this moment, we're like, okay, I need to calm down right now. What would we be doing? So we would breathe. Would we ask the Holy Spirit to come in and then like breathe deep into the the belly and the chest? Like, what does it look
like? Good question. Yeah, it was look like, okay. So like say earlier today when I texted you and it was like pure chaos in my house. After I'd taken care of my kids and calmed things down, I went into my closet and I just put my hand over my heart and my other hand over my belly. And I just took a deep breath in my nose. And I just said, God, Holy Spirit, calm my home, calm my body, calm my mind. And I just like blow out. And I take another deep breath in. Holy Spirit, just fill me up further. Whatever I need, just fill me with it. Give me the words, give me the wisdom. Let me trust in you even deeper. Take a deep breath out. Make sure I drop my shoulders to really land in my body. Take another deep breath in. God, what is it you have for me today? What is it you want me to see? What is it you want me to know? I trust you. Deep breath out. And then I would just thank God. Thank you, God, for listening. Thank you for rejuvenating my faith and reigniting me.
Go back. So beautiful. Oh, I've had goosebumps this whole time.
Thank you.
So yeah, another thing that
it's simple. What feels right to you, right? Like that's what I tell all my clients. Like, oh, what should I say? I'm like, I can give you things, of course, to say and to help you. But like, what are you needing in this moment?
Yeah.
You know, are you needing courage? Are you needing authority? Are you needing wisdom? Are you just needing faith, right? Like, what is it?
Yeah, and I think the Holy Spirit can speak.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Through you too. Like it's like surrender and open your mouth and see what comes out. Like,
that's right. Yes, I love that. Open your mouth and see what comes out. Yes, that's the authority, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So something interesting, when I was a kid, I thought it was OCD, but I think I was onto something. I was very weird with my breath. So I would never like inhale in front of a graveyard. Okay. I would never inhale in front of someone that had bad energy. Mm-hmm. And if I like, I would like, as soon as I like passed something that was like scary, I'd go, like, I would like breathe it out.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading, actually, I have it right here on my desk. They shall expel demons.
Okay.
And it actually says, like, when, of course, like every book that teaches you how to do something, it doesn't teach you until the very end. You have to like learn all the theory and all the, you know, biblical side of it and everything. But when it finally gets to the part where it's telling you how to expel the demons, it does say, like, they suggest once you've, you know, claimed your authority and you say you don't belong here, you must leave now. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. It says to do a, like a harsh exhale and to expel it from you.
I believe it. Yeah, because the body holds everything, right? If we truly understand that like everything is energy, not on a new age level at all, but that truly everything is energy, everything God creates is energy, right? It's like, then those things can hold within you. Those things can come into your space, right? So it's like, that deep exhale out and then using your authority to say, it's gone. You're not welcome here anymore. It's been released. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I mean, you probably were onto something, you know. I tell my clients all the time, like, notice how you're breathing right now. Like, are you breathing, you know, rapidly? Are you holding? Like, are you constricting? What is your breath telling you right now? It's speaking to you. So you need to tune in and figure out what that is. So for you, you actually had discernment really young that like you were not wanting to bring that in. So it's really interesting.
Exactly. I knew I was really onto something.
You were. And that's why New Age came in and was like, oh, gotta hijack this. You know, and that's with New Age. You know, it's like you are on the right path and then like just comes in and it's like, how do I hijack and counterfeit all the things that you're doing instead of like you actually finding the true peace? And I think that's also too, right? Like a huge part of my journey and testimonial is that everything I was doing was always like chaos or like it would be cool. And then there was just exhaustion around it or just like constantly mental health battles and stress and all this stuff. And it was like, oh my gosh, why? Like I thought this was good. And then when I finally moved everything over, it was like, oh, now there's peace. Like now there's rest, you know, even if I'm getting attacked all the time, which okay. You know, it's like, that's because you're doing all the right things. Right. And that is the peace that you do receive from God. Right. Cause he gives you rest and he gives you peace. And I think that's like another huge, huge part of it.
Yeah. So true. So what are some of the new age things that you have pushed to the side and are no longer doing anymore that used to be a big part of your practice or your life?
I no longer have an altar. I got rid of my altar. That was like a big one when I was in those teachings, like you should have an altar to have all your stuff on. Now I'll be real. I still have crystals. Like I'm wearing, you know, I think it's gonna be transparent. I'm wearing a cross crystal right now. For me, I still have some crystals. I don't give them the authority that I used to give them of like, oh, this is doing this, doing that. I think it's fine because again, God creates everything. So I'm like, okay, it's fine that I have this as long as I'm not worshiping it. I think that's been the biggest transition in everything I've owned. I've burned some books and things I just knew were dark and shouldn't have. Other than that, I feel like it's really more just like, I'm not giving authority to those things anymore. I'm not, I didn't keep certain crystals that I got from certain people in LA that I feel like had a heavy energy. So I got rid of those. And then I like cleansed my home and I spoke, you know, about Jesus in my home. So I feel like that's another one, but overall, I feel like it's just not giving authority to any of those items and not worshiping or idolizing. And that's another thing too. I got rid of a lot of, I know we talked about this a few years ago, like when we both were kind of starting to go through this transition, I started selling a bunch of my designer stuff that was really linked to that life. I started just purging out things and even just donating things that I used to wear. And also like, and again, no judgment, but like I stopped doing Botox. I stopped getting fillers. I stopped doing all that because I just realized for me, it was never a place of happiness. It was a place of just constant approval and not actually loving myself and looking in the mirror and not loving Allie for who she was. So that's been a big part of working on myself and my heart is like loving myself for who I am, wrinkles and all.
Well, and I think that's the thing, like never say never. I haven't gotten Botox or filler for, I mean, not that long, maybe like 6 months, but still.
Hey, that's still a while.
So, but and I think what I've noticed is that when I don't get it, I'm not thinking about what I want to do next.
Like it's like you get into this spiral, like especially
you're like, oh, that little tweak made me feel good, so I could
fix this part of me.
But it's like, no, I'm good for now. Like I'm good. I'm not like, I don't really think about it. Like it doesn't like, sometimes I'll be like, oh,
me too. God, my little 11 lines, I'll be like, ooh, and you know, and I work on like castor oil and do different things and you know, but you know, obviously we're human, right? Like we can only do so much, but I've realized for me, I was so obsessed. I came to a place where it was like, I remember Amber being so real, like in Hollywood, because they're on every corner. It's like a drug. Like there's someone who can give it to you here and give it to you there. And you would like hop around and go get it, you know, in your forehead and go get it, you know, in your cheek and do all these things because they're offering it to you. Right. And so I feel like that's what I had to walk away from was the toxicity. And on a deeper level, just kind of going to the conspiracy side, I actually think there's a lot to say around putting it in your pineal gland. Really believe it blocks you from your faith. I really do. I had a lot of conversations about that with a lot of different people who had it there as well. And then it dissolved and they have said they felt Holy Spirit come in on a level they never knew before. And I just think it's interesting that that's actually what Hollywood targets first is they tell you that should be the first spot that
get
you
get it there.
Yeah. So, conspiracy, but you know.
And we love them here. We love them. Okay. Well, this has been amazing. I know it was a lot of work to get here.
Hey, we did it. That's all that matters. We did it.
So if people want to breathe with you, they don't have to do it in person. Tell people how they can breathe with you, work with you, all the things.
Totally. All right. So this is so much fun. And so you can use my app called Breathe and Be, B-R-E-A-T-H-E and the letter B, and subscribe and get all my different breath work exercises, affirmations I put in there, prayer, meditations, and different ways to work with me. And I can coach you in my app as well. And then you can, of course, work with me one-on-one or in one of my challenges where I run these 22-day amazing sessions where we come together in prayer and breathe and just compound the benefits of breath work and connecting with Holy Spirit for 22 days. So it's kind of something magical that God's been having me do for the last year. And it's been amazing to see people's transformations. So if you're wanting deeper, but yeah, just reach out to me. My links are all there. You can book a call with me and connect and talk to me about it. And I'm just here to inspire you into who God, you know, has called you to be. So that's what I'm here for.
Oh, we love you. I feel like you're like just someone that I know that has like zero ego. Like there's just like, there's one thing about you. It's like, you are just like, you literally just want the best for everyone. Like that's.
Well, thank you. God's been working on that from me for a long time. You know, it's like, that's who I was always. And then, you know, I can't blame Hollywood. I chose that life, but
yeah,
I just lost myself. I became such a victim in that world where I've got such an ego. It was like, I feel like I got filled up with all the Botox and the ego went with it. And you know, yeah. I look at photos of me sometimes online and I'm like, how do I get rid of these? Like they're so, I'm like fake and glued and hey, you know what I'm going to do? God, you know, God's my mess, God's message. Right.
So exactly. Well, Allie, thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll link you guys to the app and all things Allie. Make sure to follow her on Instagram. Check out the app. And thank you guys so much for listening. Rate us all the stars. Leave us a lovely comment. Share us with a friend. You know, we love those things.
Yes, do all the things. Leave the reviews. We're going to swap and you're going to come on my podcast.
Yes.
Getting Allie. So you guys can check it out. And yeah, my socials are all at Allie Levine Design. So follow me and say hi.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.